Breakfast with golf on my mind. That's it. This is breakfast. Raspberries, muesli, raisins, milk, and a cup of tea beside me right now. Little milk. You know, I thought it was safe this morning to watch a video by Padraig Harrington, the golfer. I thought, he's a very sensible guy, and I've watched videos by him before. So I thought, lying in bed, I'm going to just watch this one. And he was giving a lesson, giving advice about how to swing the club. Yeah. It wasn't about how to chip. It wasn't about how to drive. It was all about how to swing. And you know, if I was to tell you how much I'd like to be better at golf, you wouldn't believe me. If I was to spell it out, how much satisfaction it would give me to be better at golf, to lower my score, you would not believe me. It's that much an interest of mine. So I'm sitting here, having listened to or watched Padraig Harrington, who up until today I thought was a really good guy, and looking at this book called The Inner Game of Golf by Timothy Galway. If I was to tell you that the book is against the YouTube video. Now, Padraig Harrington is a very famous, wonderful golfer. And I'm not going to put myself down. I'm not as good as Padraig Harrington. Yeah, that's ridiculous, isn't it? But anyway, Padraig Harrington was going through the mechanics. What you do with your hands when you're taking the club away from the ball. When you start to pivot, turn your hips, where your hips should be aiming. Should they be aiming down? In other words, the right hip above the left hip, or should they be the left hip above the right hip? And I thought Padraig Harrington's video was going to last about a minute and a half. That's about the length I have enough in a minute and a half of a video. Any more than that, then I'm piling stuff to learn on top of previous stuff to learn, and I end up having learned nothing. So Padraig Harrington gradually pissed me off. I thought, oh God, Padraig, why are you going through this in minute detail? You know, telling us about where everything has to be. It was all about hips, you see, and your glutes. Your glutes, you hardly know where my glutes are. That's a new word to me, although I think I do know it now, but I never knew about glutes when I was learning to play golf from a man in a wheelchair. And anyway, this book, this Galway book, this is what it says in one place. I found that he talks about self one and self two. And I think an awful lot of people I know what self one is like, even though they mightn't use the term. The verbalizing, thought-producing self. This is when you're telling yourself what to do when you're swinging the club. Is a lousy boss. That's what he says. The verbalizing, thought-producing self is a lousy box when it comes to control of the body's muscle system. And that was what Padraig was on about, the body's muscle system. I think glutes are muscles. When self two, the body itself, is allowed control, the quality of performance, the level of enjoyment, and the rate of learning are all improved. So frankly, if you let your body do what it... Now, I find that much more attractive because there's absolutely no way I'm going to be able to remember, or should I even be trying to remember, that I've got to get my hips in a certain position before I start the downswing of my golf club. So there we are. It's, did I tell you it was raspberries? What I've forgotten is that I have about 1/5 of a banana left over from yesterday. I put it in the fridge because I didn't want fruit flies on it. So look, have a fruity day. And I'm going to hand back to the studio now.